We are really in a major critical moment in American history. Let us get some spiritual insights into what God is doing in the midst of this.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I just launched this poll on Twitter moments ago, and I want to launch it on the air right now. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. What's your view on the Trump impeachment? Is it a demonic attack against our duly elected president? Is it a righteous stand to deal with a corrupt man? Is it maybe a mixture of good and bad? Or maybe you're not sure. I give those four choices: a demonic attack, a righteous stand, part good and part bad, not sure. What's your take? 866-34-TRUTH. This is Michael Brown. And as always, when we talk about politics, when we talk about America, when we talk about the world, we're not doing it in a solely, exclusively political perspective. We are doing it primarily from a spiritual perspective. So we are trying to understand what is happening, what God is doing, what is going on, what are the spiritual implications of the impeachment of President Trump. So I want to flesh this out with you, We're talking about spiritual things, but I want to flesh this out with you. I want to talk it through, and I want to do this as best as I can in a nonpartisan way, all right? Obviously, we are all biased in certain ways. We are all partisan in certain ways. We all have certain blind spots in certain ways. And I put me right at the top of the list there, okay? That's why I'm very quick to listen. I try to be very quick to listen to people who have issues and have other perspectives than me, especially if I know them and trust them, to say, okay, what am I missing here? So yes, I voted for President Trump with reluctance, but I voted for him in 2016. At this point, if it was President Trump against any of the Democratic candidates, I would vote for him in 2020, barring something earth-shattering that changes between now and then. But I'm doing my best to step back from this and to say, okay, you can listen. Nancy and I were talking. We were talking last night, and she was saying it's mind-boggling. She spent some time watching CNN, and then she spent some time watching Fox. And the disparate positions, it's not like there was a middle ground. It's that one side is evil and lying and corrupt and sinful, and the other side is right. It seemed like no middle ground. I mean, she said to me, it's like you're looking at a pair of glasses, and one side says it's a kangaroo, and the other side said it's a giraffe. I mean, it's like it's not even, you know, there's sunglasses versus regular glasses versus prescription glasses. Very difficult to sort out. And then news will be released, and one side is saying this vindicates our position, the other side is saying this vindicates our position. You think, what is going on? But let's just recognize, friends, that the stakes are very high here, all right? Just some of the implications of what could happen. And I want you to weigh in. If you did not vote for Donald Trump, if you did vote for Donald Trump, if you don't consider yourself Democrat or Republican, or you're staunchly one or the other, I'd love to hear your take on what's happening with this impeachment process. Is it a good thing, a righteous thing against a corrupt leader? Is it a demonic attack against a duly elected, hardworking president? Is it somewhere in between? How do we sort this out? 866-34-TRUTH is the number to call. And obviously, I'm not trying to get scientific polling information on my Twitter feed. All right, I've only got 37,000 something followers on Twitter. That's a decent amount, but it's not like millions. All right, we got far more on. We just passed 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. We've got almost 600,000 followers on Facebook. So thankfully, we do a polling, but still, these are people that relate to me. So the vast majority will be on in some level of harmony. Okay, some level of harmony and will be more conservative. So I'm not trying to get a scientific poll. And even when you call in, it's not like we have a cross-section of all of America and we're speaking to 300 million people here and we're going to get 100 million calls and sort it out. So I fully understand that's not scientific. I just want to hear from you. You're my listeners, my viewers. You're part of our larger family. I want to hear from you. One caller called in, didn't want to come on the air, but just cast his vote that it is a demonic attack. So you can come on and give your position. Or if you don't want to come on the air, as long as Howard, our call screener, has a moment to talk with you, you can just tell him what your vote is, and we'll duly note it, all right? But, friends, the stakes are really, really high. Let's think some things through. Plenty of other broadcasts you can go to today, and you'll get much more detailed information on everything that's happening legally and the whole process and the voting and all that. So enjoy those other broadcasts. Read up. Get in all the information you need to. Go for it. I'm going to do what I can do as your voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity. All right, so I want you to think a few things through here, all right? Number one, what if it is very important in the purposes of God for Donald Trump to continue as president? This is what if, all right? I'm putting out questions. What if there are important existential issues in America and our freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of speech and conscience are at stake, lives of the unborn are at stake, other perhaps international issues are at stake, our relationship with Israel, the Middle East at stake. So you have all these other things, and let's just say that in the purposes of God, it is important for Donald Trump to be president, all right? I'm just putting out one scenario, one possibility. Okay, could it be that this impeachment is going to virtually guarantee his reelection in 2020 because the whole thing is going to fail so miserably, and when it gets from the House to the Senate, it's going to be so demolished, and people are going to see what it is, the witch hunt that it is. Again, I'm giving you one possible perspective, that this is going to just push him in. So as bad as the thing is, an attack on a duly elected president, then it's going to turn for good because it's going to get him in maybe with more of a decisive victory in 2020 and maybe with Republican control of both houses. So could that be the plan? Could it be? So in other words, it's going to backfire. And look, the impeachment of Bill Clinton ended up getting him more votes, right? It made him more popular in certain ways. He became looked at as a victim in all of it. As guilty as he was of immorality, many viewed him as a victim after the impeachment. In any case, didn't hurt him in terms of serving a second term and going on with his presidency. So that's one thing. Second thing, what if Trump is duly appointed, duly elected? This is a demonic, ungodly, wrong thing coming against the president, and it's going to threaten him, and it's actually going to take him out, all right? Well, does that mean then Mike Pence comes in and what was meant for evil, and you have Mike Pence coming in? What if Vice President Pence, as a man who's a committed Christian and more godly in his behavior than the president, but what if he doesn't have the backbone to do certain things that have to happen? What if he compromises? I mean, these are all scenarios. These are all question marks, right? Or what if Trump is destroying the nation? What if he's doing terrible, terrible damage? He's doing much more harm than good. What if this is a righteous move to remove someone that is abusing his power and that is leading our nation on a path of destruction internationally and massive division and crumbling nationally? And it's good that the Democrats are doing what they do, and he should be removed, all right? Or he should be so impaired going into 2020 that he can't win re-election. And that's good to remove him, right? That's another scenario that some would have. What if this is God working to change the man because his behavior can be so raucous, his behavior against others can be so demeaning to the office of the president that the nation degrades in the process? It threatens our international relations that now mock us and mock our president, and that even though he's duly elected, that this is going to be something that God uses to refine him and bring him to repentance. Hey, look, I'm throwing out different possible scenarios. In other words, We see what we see with our eyes. We see what we see in terms of what's obvious, but what's going on behind the scenes? And regardless of what people are doing, what is God's plan in the midst of it, or God's desired outcome in the midst of it? But I mean, the sense of intensity, the sense of just utter disruption of normal life, the sense of everything being on edge and up for grabs, that's just the situation in which we find ourselves today. And it's a situation, please hear me, in which we, as the followers of Jesus, must be primarily identified as loyal to the Lord more than we are identified as being pro-Trump or anti-Trump. It is crucial right now because our nation is shaking. Our nation is in a state of chaos and confusion in so many ways because of what's happening now, that it is essential that we who have the answer do not disqualify ourselves from being heard by primarily being known as pro-Trump or anti-Trump versus as followers of Jesus first and foremost, and we have our political views and our political positions. All right, I want to say one last thing, and again, I'm laying out possibilities to get us to think a little outside the box or to ask, okay, this is what we see in terms of a natural process. Is there a spiritual process? Is God doing something? And the thing I want to point out, and this is my big issue with the impeachment process, is from before Trump's inauguration, there were Democrat leaders who were talking about getting rid of the president. Before his inauguration, there has been talk about impeachment for several years now. Before the Ukraine call, before any of these other things came up, that's what gives me my greatest pause in terms of taking this seriously. To me, this is nothing more than the Democrats trying to get rid of Trump and thinking that maybe they have a way to do it. It could also be an example of God giving them over to their hatred of Trump being so intense that they will do something that could be political suicide. Now, I don't know the way this is going to turn out. All right, maybe God's shown you, but he hasn't shown me. I don't know the way it's going to turn out, but I do know there's a lot more happening than what we see. And this is a time for us to be saying, God, your will be done. God, bring about your best plan. We come back, I'm going to go straight to your calls. We've got a lot to talk about today. Don't go anywhere.
The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
One caller whose call we lost wanted us to know that this should not happen to an elected official. I want to go to more of your calls in a moment. 866-348-7884. I fully understand that Trump provokes the opposition. I fully understand that there are people who are concerned about Trump at the helm of our nation, thinking that he's dangerous, thinking that he could start a war. Interestingly, he hasn't started any wars, but thinking that he could start a war or thinking that he's going to do something that's going to bring irreparable damage to our country. I understand people who hold those views. All right. Whether I agree or not, it's another subject. But I do understand where they're coming from. And some are sincere and not just out to get him. And it's not just because Hillary Clinton lost. In fact, some of them would never vote for Hillary Clinton, never vote for her, and wouldn't vote for any of the Democrat candidates. But they have problems with Donald Trump. I understand that. All right. I had on the air with me Professor Darrell Bach, one of the world's top New Testament scholars and a good friend and colleague. And his position is that for evangelicals to preserve their testimony, that we should advocate for someone to replace Trump in 2020, for another candidate to replace Trump, because there's too much baggage with him. I'm oversimplifying his position. I understand where people are coming from in that. At the same time, I see these impeachment hearings as from day one, from before they started, from when there was just talk about them, that there has been a desire to take out the president. All right. And it, to me, it is not simply because he can be obnoxious. It's because another agenda was defeated. 866-34-TRUTH. What is your take? We go to Salt Lake City to start things off. Russ, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Brown.
Hey, sure thing.
On the morning of the election, there was a radio talk show taking place down in St. George, Utah, and people were calling in saying, this is the reason Trump won, this is the reason that Hillary lost and everything, and I actually called into the program. And they said, well, give us your opinion. And I said, I will not give you my opinion, but I'll give you what I really believe that happened. And he said, what's that? And I said, the people voted, but God spoke. Mm-hmm. I really believe that Donald Trump has been a reprieve for our country in the direction that it was headed. And I really believe that you'll find that every time somebody, a righteous person gets in, the enemy will come in and try anything it possibly can to get rid of them.
What do you mean when you refer to Donald Trump as righteous?
In other words, not necessarily righteous as far as his standing, but as far as the one that God has called to lead our nation.
Got it.
And I believe that we were in a time and period that we needed something more than just a regular politician.
Got it. Okay. All clear. And in your view, when someone like that comes into office, raised up with a purpose from God, there's going to be the immediate attempt to take him out. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, Russ. Thank you. 866-34-TRUTH. Let me repeat this. I want to know your views, what you're thinking, maybe as you're praying, maybe as you're watching the news, maybe as you're interacting with other friends. What are you thinking? The impeachment, the moving ahead to impeach the president, which means that there is a formal trial, all right, which in the natural, the House most likely voting against the president, saying he should be removed unless there are too many Democrats in red states that say, hey, we can't risk this and we're not going to do it, when it just dies there, which would be a complete disaster for the Democrats. But the most likely scenario in the natural is that the House wants to remove him and the Senate says we're not removing him, and that's where it ends. All right. What comes out of it, what gets exposed, which side comes out with more egg on its face, that remains to be seen. All right. My position is let everything come to the light. Let the truth be known. Let nothing be hidden, unless there are national security measures that people can't know about. Let nothing be hidden. Let everything come to the light. And those who are on the side of truth always want things to come to the light because you have no skeletons in your closet. But what's your view? Is this a demonic attack on the president? Is it a righteous stand against the president? Is it a mixture of both? 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to John in Mississippi. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Good afternoon, Dr. Brown. Looking at what you were saying, or I say looking at, listening to what's being said, like I just heard the other young man talking about some things. If you look at it, I've seen it, and I think maybe you may have seen the same thing, and I know through prayer and intercession. But is Donald Trump more like a Joseph? He's given us a reprieve. I heard a young man use the word reprieve. I think it's God giving this nation a reprieve, a seven-year reprieve before things happen. And the reason I say that, I go back to September 26, 2016, when early in the morning on the fourth watch, I heard, as I was waking out of the sleep, I heard, pride before the fall. I'm giving them what they want. But because of their rebelliousness and unrepented heart and not willing to trust in the root of Jesse, I would not withhold my judgments much longer. He said, the government is divided, the nation's divided, I will soon divide your land. And that, like I said, I've been praying about this for quite some time. And I look at what's happening right now with our nation, and I somehow believe it is, and I the Lord laid on my heart years before that about Noah and Joseph, everything about preparation. And we know that there's a time coming when we know, based on the book of 2 Timothy, that things are going to get worse. But could it not be, and I've heard people use, you know, Trump as Cyrus and as well, and I've heard Jehu and such as that, but could it be then that the reason why we're under such a mass attack against our biblical faith is because God is giving us the time to prepare for whatever is coming next?
All right, so this would be, thanks, John. Didn't mean to cut you off in mid-word there. So this would be then, strangely enough, in the midst of the turmoil and craziness that we have almost every day now, that this would be a time of rest to get ready for coming upheaval and judgment. Now, the word reprieves come up several times. A friend just sent me a manuscript, and he's talking about the Trump presidency being a reprieve. You've mentioned the previous caller mentioned it. So a reprieve for what? What if judgment is coming and this is a time to prepare for it, what does that mean? These are all questions that we need to be addressing and asking the Lord for wisdom. And John, thank you for weighing in. 866-34-TRUTH. And by the way, I absolutely welcome your call. If you have a totally different perspective than I do, all right, even a non-Christian, non-believing perspective, you're welcome to weigh in. But in particular, I'm trying to understand what other Christians, other believers are sensing, feeling at this time. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Sonia in Florida. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hey.
Hey, so the reason I'm calling is similar to what some of the other callers have said, but different. I've been praying about this since all this mess has started up. Well, I've been praying since the presidency started, and before that for our former presidents too. But in the midst of praying about this impeachment mess, it's been probably 3 weeks ago. Something happened. I'm in a college town that on campus where they were trying to impeach the student body president. And while I had heard that on the radio and I was praying, and I saw like the little microcosm going on campus there because it was similarly related, we'll just say. And so in the midst of praying, I started just out of nowhere praying against the spirit of Haman. So I was wanting to get your opinion on that because, you know, I'm not saying that's the thus saith the Lord. But the more I thought about it after praying, the more I saw that, you know, the spirit of Haman, he didn't like it when something didn't bow down to him, meaning Mordecai. And the anti-Semitic spirit that Haman represents, let alone just this culturally, if you're not bowing down to what someone in power is saying, whether it's the government or Hollywood or whatever, I mean, we can take it away from the impeachment process and talk about, you know, culturally, homosexuality, the whole women's thing about abortion,
Obviously, I wrote a whole book about that, Jezebel's War with America. So let me respond then, since you asked for my take on what you're saying. So Haman was upset because Mordecai wouldn't bow down to him. So a parallel here would be that Trump has refused to bow down to the political system, to the swamp, to the so-called deep state, whatever you want to call it, to the powers that be, spiritual or natural. He's refused to bow down to that, so he must be taken out. That would be the mentality. However, Haman's hatred was not just against Mordecai, who wouldn't bow down to him, but against all of his people, the Jewish people. So the philosophy then would be that if you take out Trump, this is also a war on the values that Trump is standing for. So we're not talking about his personal integrity or his personal ethic, but the things that he's standing for. So standing for life, standing for religious freedoms, standing for family against radical LGBT activism, things like that, so that the attempt to take out Trump is then the attempt to take out those values that he's standing for, which are values that are important to us. Therefore, God will turn this around for the demise of Haman rather than the demise of Trump, if we want to play it out like that. That would be my take on what you're praying about, what you felt you saw.
All right.
A lot more to weigh in. Stay right here.
The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, at the very beginning of the broadcast, at the top of the hour, I launched a Twitter poll that asked this question. What's your view on the Trump impeachment? Is it a demonic attack, a righteous stand, is part good, part bad? Or are you not sure? So we've got our first votes in, first 193 votes now. It's up to, as I just updated it, 64% saying a demonic attack, 4% saying a righteous stand, 19% part good and part bad, 13% not sure. Now, you'd assume the majority of the people responding are conservative because they're with me on Twitter, and maybe the majority of those would be Trump supporters. So not a surprise to see these responses, but what do you think? What's your take? 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to go right back to the phones momentarily, but I want to say two things first. Number one, things would be a lot cleaner if Donald Trump was a different type of person. In other words, let's say Donald Trump was more like Mike Pence in terms of his personal demeanor, and Donald Trump did not play with the truth the way he sometimes does. Or Donald Trump did not trash citizens, you know, some journalist somewhere by name the way he does. Or he did not provoke certain opposition with international leaders the way he does. Just if he was a different type of person. But he stood for all the same things. He stood for strong borders and strong security. He stood for economic development. He stood for religious freedoms. He stood for pro-life. These various things that he's standing for. So his positions were the same, but his personality would be different. Obviously, there'd be less ammunition to go against him. There'd be less ways to attack him, but he's a polarizing figure. And some absolutely love the fact that they have someone in the White House now that's fighting back, and that, you know, you're going to kick me in the shins. Well, I'm going to hit you over the head with a baseball bat. So there, rather than saying, okay, I'm not going to fight back. I want to be more civil. And people are saying, good, let him fight back. And then there's some Christians saying, yeah, let them take out the baseball bat. The people deserve it. It's like, okay, you get a little extreme with your position there. So that's one thing. One thing that just makes it all messier. Here's the other thing. And I want to read you from Acts, the fourth chapter. Let me shout this out. I am not comparing the impeachment of Donald Trump with the crucifixion of Jesus. Everyone get that? Michael Brown, I am not comparing the impeachment of Donald Trump with the crucifixion of Jesus. Everybody get that? Everybody get that? Okay. I just want to read to you about the crucifixion of Jesus and what the apostles prayed in Acts 4. They said, you spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the people's plot in vain? They're saying this because they are being persecuted for the gospel. All right. The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. This is speaking about the Messiah. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in the city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. All right, so here's the point I want to make. Yes, the crucifixion, the way it unfolded, that was by the predetermined will of God. That does not tell me that every event that happens in human history and everything, if I pick up a pen and put the pen down, that was all predetermined by God. I do not extract that truth from that passage. But this is the central event in human history, the crucifixion of the Son of God, followed by his resurrection. Hence, this was absolutely planned out meticulously by God and ordered by God. And in that, at a certain time, in a certain place, involving certain players, all planned out, you could say, before the foundation of the world. Am I comparing that to the Trump impeachment? No. I said that plainly. Here's what I'm saying. Something this major in American history, with the impact that America has on the world, with the fact that this is consuming the attention of the nation and dividing the nation, something this big, to me, is something where God is at work for a purpose of his own in the midst of it. All right, so don't just look at what's happening in the natural. God's not a chess player, and you make your move. He's like, I'll make my move. I'm seeing like two moves ahead. No, God sees eternity ahead. All right, God sees the future the way we see the past, except much clearer and much more detailed. He inhabits eternity. He sees the future far more clearly than we see the past. So he is working out purposes in the midst of it. And it's true for the entire world that on a daily basis, even in the little things, God has purposes he is working out in the midst of our world, in the midst of us making choices, some good choices and bad choices. So my bigger question is, what is God doing in the midst of this? How do you see, as a child of God, how do you see the impeachment hearings unfolding? What's happening through them? I'm doing my best to step back and try to get God's perspective to be like a son of Issachar. 1 Chronicles 12:32, the sons of Issachar understood the times and knew what Israel should do. That's what I'm seeking to do as his servant and as a voice that has the opportunity to speak to millions each week. That's my goal. And we as believers don't just want to be caught up with the news cycle. In a sense, we have to be a step ahead of it and a step above it. So I want to get your perspective. And you can passionately agree with my position or disagree with my position. I want to hear what you are thinking. We go to Utah. Bruce, welcome to the Line of Fire.
Hey, Dr. Brown. I'm one of your Mormon fans listening from Utah.
Well, thank you, sir.
Two things. You bet. On the impeachment itself, I believe the root cause is Donald Trump symbolizing the greater fear of the Democrats, his survival in office, which would mean a Supreme Court that becomes more conservative, the possibility of another justice being appointed, and that, as you know, can change the culture for generations. I think they are scared of that more than anything because it is a brick wall against their agenda to undermine society like they did in 2015 with same-sex marriage being codified. With a Supreme Court that Trump could cause, such a thing wouldn't happen. And I believe that firmly is the root cause of the Democrat passion. Mm-hmm. Number two, and the last one, I do fundamentally disagree with you on the nature of Trump's personality. If he morphed into a Mike Pence type of person, they would walk all over him. He could do nothing right. He could walk on water, and they would say he couldn't swim. Mm-hmm. I think there is no choice to do what he's doing except the way he's doing it. So that's my take on impeachment and Trump's personality.
Bruce, thank you for weighing in. And by the way, that allows me to clarify one thing. When I said Mike Pence, I didn't mean what would be kind of his meek side or things like that. I just meant not doing some of the obnoxious things the president does. But I fully understand that Donald Trump has unusual backbone, exceptional backbone, and that the vast majority of people that we could have elected, if you were voting Republican, that we could have elected would have caved a long time ago. So I appreciate that perspective very much, Bruce. Appreciate you weighing in. And keep reading the Word. Keep reading the Word, the Word, the Word. Let the truths of the Word of God penetrate your heart as you do. Thank you, sir, for the call. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Iamis in Florida. I apologize if I mispronounced your name.
Yes, Dr. Brown, is it Aramis, A-R-A-L-I-S.
Okay.
I used to work for Donald Trump at Doral, National Doral, in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. These people, they talking about Donald Trump, and they don't know Donald Trump. I know a little bit Donald Trump. He used to come like Cyrus in his helicopter. Everybody start getting nervous. Oh, Mr. Storm's coming, Mr. Storm's coming. I tell people, what's the problem? No, he's really, really bad. Okay, one day I was working at the calling the ranch where people practice, and he came. I didn't see him. He came. Good morning, Mr. Trump. How you doing? Good. And I tell him, I see you last night on the rally factor. He said, yeah. And what I said, you said this, this, and that. And then he said, oh, okay. There were like 40, 50